relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Dear friends, thank you so much for the support you've been given or been giving to the Angel Tree Camp campaign. Already, just in a couple of days, you've raised enough funds to send 27 children of those who have lost a parent to the prison system to the Angel Tree Camp, a safe, safe, Christ-centric environment. Listen to Gary Eberhardt, who is on the board of the Jacinto, California ranch where these children are being sent.
Don't we all know that if we don't have hope, we have nothing? And these kids need to have that hope. And that's why these programs all over are so important. That people support them. The big figure they always throw out that 70% of these kids that we have here will become incarcerated when they're adults. And I think it's important on us to look at that and say, can we break that cycle?
Just that figure alone, 70% of children who lose a parent to the penal system end up in prison themselves. Let's break that cycle with your help. Go now, please, to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. Hit the Angel Tree Camp banner, and you can make a donation. It'll take you less than 3 minutes. $200 sends a child to camp for a week, but a donation, tax deductible in any amount, will make a difference. Or you can call 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794 or sebgorka.com. I thank you in advance. The children you are helping will thank you. We are back with our weekly briefing with my friend, former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. He is chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and you can get his daily briefing. It's in my inbox every day, breakfastwithboris.com. Great to have you back, Boris.
Great to be here, Seb. A lot of news, a lot to talk about.
Every day. We are never short of news. Where do you stand on the social media banning issue? Are these just private companies and they get to do what they want? Or is the fact that are constantly shutting down conservative accounts, does that mean that you or I or just people who care about the First Amendment, that we have to do something now, Boris Epstein?
Well, so let's take a step back and recognize that we are in a capitalist country, right? And
thank God.
And AOC doesn't like it, but we are. Bernie Sanders doesn't like it, but we are. Most Democrats don't like it, but we are. We're in a capitalist country. So the market is going to flex its muscle, but it's incumbent upon people like you, like me.
You're using fancy language today, Boris.
We are.
It is incumbent upon us. Are you a politician? Are you going to run for office soon, Boris?
Hey, Here's the deal.
You're practicing, aren't you? You're using my show to practice for your political
office. Let me talk
how I
regular. Like, here's the deal, okay? We got to
give us a real Boris.
We got to do something about it. Okay. No, so in all seriousness, we have to do something about this. We have to scream.
But what?
Exactly what we're doing now. We have to talk about it. We have to point out that Twitter is being biased, okay? Facebook has been accused of being biased. Google has been accused of being biased. Twitter specifically is in the crosshairs right now because it looks like they are applying their rules that they've made so public selectively. And also keep in mind, Twitter is a private company in terms of it's not government owned, but it's also a public company. It means its stock is publicly traded. It means it uses parts of the United States government to enrich itself, factually, because that's what it means, right? So it goes through the SEC.
Yes.
It goes through other government participating entities in order to become publicly traded. So they do have obligations to the government, and they have obligations, most importantly, to the people listening, to the men and women of America, to act appropriately and to be fair. So
look, we both worked for President Trump. What is the role of the press? I mean, he's tweeted out 2 days ago. He listed all the conservatives that have recently been suspended. Last night, a friend of mine was suspended permanently for his parody account of Ocasio-Cortez. Is there a role for the commander-in-chief?
Oh, that was a friend of yours?
Yeah, Michael Morrison.
Well, you could think it because I'm one of the few who fell for it. So one day...
It's you. You told Twitter to ban it, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I wake up in the morning and I'm looking through Twitter and I see this. And you know, it was a long name, so you can't see just on your Twitter feed if there's a check mark or not.
Right.
And it was something that she would have totally said.
Totally. Oh, he's so good at it.
Totally said. Right. And I tweeted back at it. And then, you know, I got a lot of flack for it. And then the congresswoman tweeted at me, said, oh, look at you tweeting at... You know, my parody, I said, well, to be fair, everything you say sounds like a parody. Okay.
So you got on AOC's radar screen?
Oh, my God. That's, you know, it was the highlight of my minute.
So she knows you. Harsh but fair. So what do we do? What is the role of the president?
The role of the president as the chief executive, as someone who oversees the administrative branch, is, and who has the most strong loudspeaker out there, is to be public about the perceived lack of fairness, about the perceived bias. In terms of regulation...
Conservatives are saying it's not enough. I've seen people moaning, or saying, oh, he tweeted about it. Is there a more muscular role?
Well, that's the question, right? So as conservatives, we are to believe in less regulation.
Yes.
I actually did a segment on this recently,
uh-huh,
where I said 99.9% of the time, I'm for less regulation.
Right.
I am for more regulation when national security is involved. So we have to ban, and Twitter has to ban, any remnants of ISIS, any remnants of bullying, any remnants of physical violence. But is there a role for the federal government to dictate to Twitter who it can and cannot ban? I'm not sure. I would say the role of the president is, if he disagrees with something Twitter is doing, is to be public about it, to let his supporters know about it, because that's how the market works, right? Because the more people look at Twitter and say, what you are doing is wrong, and you're exercising a bias against conservatives and for liberals, that's going to hurt Twitter long term.
Look, you work for Sinclair Media.
Right.
You have responsibilities there. Sinclair has responsibilities. What about this argument? People say, well, they should be treated like a media company, right? That they bear legal responsibility for what's on their platform. They're not some kind of, you know, completely bipartisan, neutral, social information platform. This is like a publication, and they should be liable for what goes on their platform. Because that's the other argument conservatives are saying. Don't regulate, but this is the same as the Washington Post, CNN, Fox. You can't get away with them saying that they're selective about what goes on their platform.
We are working through this as a country, as a world, right? This is something new to us. It's not newspapers, right? It's not television. It's not radio, which is a wonderful medium that goes back a long way, and
we have rules already.
There have been a lot of fights, a lot of rules, and it's gone, you know, and it's gone all over the place. The pendulum has swung for more regulation and less regulation. With the internet, you know, can you hold? And as a lawyer, I'll talk to you about this too, right? Can you hold Twitter or Facebook accountable and liable for something that is on their pages? The answer is, I'm not sure. That's the honest answer. The answer is it's going to go to Supreme Court.
Because it's new.
My gut tells me that the more folks they have responsible for reviewing conduct and reviewing content, the more liable they're going to become, because it is no longer just a marketplace where people throw stuff on and nobody's reviewing it. If they are reviewing it, if they have artificial intelligence.
But they are reviewing it.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're doing it politically.
The more they are doing so, the more liable they become. The more action they take proactively to review it.
Because it's not objective. They're making decisions.
They're making decisions. Exactly. It's not completely just do whatever you want and, you know, all the information gets thrown out there, irrespective of background, bias, anything. Here, it definitely appears that They banned James Woods, but not Kathy Griffin. Why?
Yeah.
Exactly. Explain to me why a woman who held up a severed head, pretending that it's the president of the United States, A, is not in prison, and B, is allowed to remain on Twitter.
Yeah.
Why all of the hate that you face, I face, and times a billion that the president and his family face
is fine.
Is fine.
Yeah.
But a parody account that's hilarious of AOC.
That tricked you, Boris.
That tricked me, okay?
I got you noticed by AOC.
I admitted to it. It's not fine. So something is wrong.
Something's wrong.
The solution is likely in the market.
Something is wrong. What is the phrase from Hamlet? Something is wrong in the state of Denmark. I'm so bad. How's that for a little
That's classic.
Quote. How's wow. that classic?
Are you running for something?
No, I don't need to. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president, with my friend, former special assistant to President Donald J. Trump, Boris Epstein. Follow him, Boris EP, on Twitter. He is with the Sinclair Broadcast Group. We will be back in a moment. One of the greatest things about Mother's Day is that there are so many wonderful women to celebrate. Your wife, your own mom, your sister. And when you want to honor them all, there's no better, no tastier way than with Shari's Berries. Shari's Berries is the one-stop shopping experience to make all of the special ladies in your life smile. These are no run-of-the-mill treats. These are gourmet goodies designed just for mom, topped with chocolate chips, pink shimmer sugar, and swizzles. Don't wait until the last minute on this one. Visit berries.com today to order freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 for the moms or the special ladies in your life. To make them really happy, you can double the berries for just $10 more. Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th, so visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter my code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone, code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. Hi, this is Sebastian Gorka for my friends at besthotgrill.com. May is National Barbecue Month, so you might be in the market for a new grill. Now, a barbecue is usually a low-heat, slow-cooking device that uses wood, charcoal, or pellets, perfect for the weekend when you have the hours to tend to it. But for everyday grilling, you need a hot, fast Solaire infrared gas grill. Solaire reaches 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes, and the high heat makes for more juicy and flavorful foods in a fraction of the time than the slow, low barbecues. Just imagine. Juicy steaks, succulent chicken and moist fish, as well as healthy grilled veggies anytime you want with the speed and ease of a U.S.-made Solaire infrared gas grill. Buy a 21-inch or larger Solaire infrared gas grill, built-in or cart model, in the month of May and receive a free U.S.-made waterproof cover. Make grilling great again. Learn more about these amazing U.S.-made grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire Hot Fast Grills at besthotgrills.com.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Think about all the sleep you cost your mom through the years. As a crying baby, nightmares in grade school. And speaking of nightmares, let's not even talk about when you were a teenager. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, and I'm going to help you give your mom the gift she deserves, a great night's sleep on a set of Boll & Branch sheets. Our sheets are handcrafted from 100% organic cotton, the softest you'll ever feel, and they get softer over time. Boll & Branch sheets are twice the quality for half the price. No middleman markups. Everyone loves Boll & Branch, even three U.S. presidents. We guarantee she'll love them too. That's why your mom can try them risk-free for 30 nights. They arrive beautifully packaged in our signature gift box. No gift wrapping needed. Now through Mother's Day, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you go to BollAndBranch.com and use promo code NEWS. That's BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code NEWS. BollAndBranch.com. Promo code NEWS.
Welcome back, friends. It's that time of the week. It's our briefing with Boris Epstein, my former White House colleague, chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him at Boris EP and also sign up for his daily briefing, breakfastwithboris.com. I have to say, she is, I think, the one Democrat who stood up during the president's State of the Union address, his last one, and applauded his comments, I think, with regards to our veterans or national security. And, of course, I'm talking about Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Democrat of Arizona. And Boris, she's also the only person who's running for president amongst the Dems who said anything in defense of Israel after the 700 rockets were fired on, including nurseries and kindergartens. She said on Twitter, "I condemn the rocket attacks on innocent civilians and stand in support of Israel and peace." Should we be surprised that only one Democrat who wants to be president is standing with our closest ally?
No, it's a very sad situation. The Democrats have run away from Israel and effectively the Jewish people. And again, this was literally yesterday's segment I did that. And what it said is we should unanimously be condemning these terrorist attacks against Israel. But instead, the left chooses this anti-Israel and too often anti-Semitic policy.
Well, I think in many cases it's a cover for anti-Semitism.
I wouldn't disagree with you. And you have.
But what does this mean? If you've got one out of, I think we're up to 23 candidates, it's hard to keep track, one out of 23, that means that the vast majority of the Democrat Party are okay with this.
I didn't even know Sinema was running.
Yeah.
When did she announce?
2 weeks ago.
I guess she's in two?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But one.
Yeah, it's a sad state over there. Joe Biden should know better, but he doesn't. And let's be honest, Joe Biden was vice president to a president for 8 years who was not a friend to Israel.
No, on the contrary.
Completely. And you could ask Israelis and Benjamin Netanyahu about that, and he will absolutely confirm it. So it's a situation on the left now where they've decided that they don't need support of the Jewish people. They don't need they're playing into this oppressed dynamic.
Yes, the victim oppressor dynamic.
And they, for some reason, believe that somehow now the Jews are the oppressors.
The Jews are the after the Holocaust, after the history of the Jewish nation.
It's unbelievable. And
so what should happen with the Democrats? Do we just let them sort it out, or is there some kind of pressure that should be put upon decent Democrats to say, hey, this is your leadership?
It's the latter. You would hope that somebody, people like Elliot Engel in the Democrat Party, who are Jewish representatives who have come out and condemned Ilhan Omar, but then fell in line largely.
Yes,
it's Nancy Pelosi is the one who has to come out and say, my members are wrong, Rashida Tlaib is wrong, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is wrong, and of course Ilhan Omar is wrong. You know, somebody sent me kind of a funny cartoon the other day. It said, those people who support Israel have dual loyalties, and it's Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar who obviously supporting the Palestinians, supporting Hamas, supporting
Boris,
terrorist groups.
That's not a cartoon. One of my most popular tweets in the last week, I've got 40,000 likes or whatever retweets.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. Was when I responded to Rashida Tlaib at the weekend, who said, we need to stand up for our people, the Palestinians.
Exactly.
And I said, excuse me, you're a member of Congress. What do you mean, your people? This is. I mean, the cartoon's funny, but this is actually happening.
Could you imagine for one second if Elliot Engel, a Democrat, tweeted something like that about Jews or Israel. Right. They would tear him up.
Right.
It's a scary thing that's happening. It's real. This anti-Semitism in Congress is real.
But, okay, you know what's scary about it, Boris? I thought about this afterwards. I thought maybe, you know, she just let it slip. It was Freudian. She didn't realize what she was doing. And then she'd come to realize, oh, my gosh, what have I just done? And delete it.
She
hasn't deleted it.
No.
Rashida Tlaib's tweet saying, our people, the Palestinians, is still up there today.
And she is being absolutely dishonest about what is really happening between Israel and Hamas. Hamas is sending rockets. The Israelis are defending themselves. I've been Israel. You've been Israel.
Yes.
Israel is a place where people want to live in peace, carry on about their day, and know that they're going to go home at night to their children, and they and their children will be safe. Okay? Yeah,
not under rocket attack.
Correct. Could you imagine, you know, Israel's getting flack for retaliating. What would happen if the United States of America were attacked by rockets? I would hope we would all be in favor of a very muscular response. I would hope. But now you never know what's going on in Congress. You don't know. It's almost beyond belief what's happening, but that's the scary part of it, and that's the most dangerous. Where these people who are now in positions of power are acting so ludicrously, so anti-Semitically, so I would say anti-American in a lot of ways, in that it's easy to dismiss them, but you can't dismiss them.
See, this is, I'm so glad you mentioned this, Boris, because I find even myself saying, oh, that's just a crank, that's just a crazy, let's ignore them. But as you said, unless there's a response from their leadership,
right,
and there isn't, we can't ignore them, can we?
It's incumbent upon us.
the lawyer comes out yet again.
We have to. It's absolutely our duty as people and who are out there in the zeitgeist, in public, and it's every American's duty to make sure that hate, anti-Semitism, views that are detrimental to America are not allowed to be spewed and spread and really poison what's happening in this country. Because this country is in a good place, let's be honest, with this president.
Well, not if you listen to Rashida Tlaib, if you listen to AOC, if you listen to these people who say...
They don't like it.
No.
But in reality, the economy is strong. We're fighting back against China. We're seeing that right now this week. We are defeating ISIS. We're defeating terrorists. The country's in a good place. What we can't allow is for these really small elements of hate to fester into huge elements and overtake what is a good opportunity for our country to rocket forward.
A very powerful lesson there, because that's what happened in Germany. If you allow a little bit of hatred to be normalized, then horror can ensue. You've got to deal with it. You've got to stamp it out. You've got to make sure that this kind of language is rejected by the mainstream rapidly, by the people who have authority, who have responsibility. We have to try and help. And I think, you know, this is a Christian response. This is a Judeo-Christian response. We have to help them do the right thing.
And here's what I'll say. I think it's also an Islamic response. There's a lot of people who are, a huge majority of people who believe in Islam are good people, and they're good Americans, and they want to live well and get along and not to be out there screaming about Hamas like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar.
That school in Pennsylvania,
which is scary. We need to come around as a country, no matter what religion you are, Christian, Jewish, Muslim, and stamp out hate, because if we don't, it's going to grow.
Wise words from a man who can use incumbent and zeitgeist in the same segment. My friend Boris Epstein of Sinclair Media Group, chief political commentator. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter and get his daily briefing, breakfastwithboris.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. More of my analysis and your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752. Don't go anywhere.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776. Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Truth in advertising, correction to be made. Kyrsten Sinema is not running. She is the first senator to condemn the attacks on Israel, so that's my mistake. We have breaking news. There is a high school called Central High in Pueblo, Colorado. An active shooter situation is currently underway there. Two children injured. It's a K through 12. Two suspects in custody. A third is still being engaged. That is breaking news from Colorado. It's the Highlands Ranch STEM School. We'll keep you informed as soon as we know anything more about that. My friends, please write this number down. 800-829-8468. That is the number for MyPillow. My friend Mike Lindell, a genius, the man who sold 44 million of his incredible My Pillows that I rest my head on every night. It is unlike any other pillow. It is the best pillow. Now he has his Giza Dream Sheets. That's what I sleep on. Finest Egyptian cotton. If you use my name, you get 30% off and free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That is 800-829-8468. But please use the code GORKA. Let's go to your calls. Line one, Robert, New York. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Clark, for taking my phone call.
Absolutely.
I'm very concerned because Trump and his supporters, Twitter is very important to helping Trump win the election in 2016. And Michael Morrison, Officer Mike, and also his parody account, AOC, if it seems like if they could do that to him, it seems like they could do that to anyone. And the question becomes, like, what alternatives do we have? It's like Gab, maybe the president should consider using an alternative account, not to put all his eggs in one basket with Twitter, or maybe what legal options there could be explored with the Department of Justice. But the other thing is the president, in his Twitter, he mentioned about Scott Walker is 100% correct for the state-by-state power grab. I was wondering if you could elucidate that. He said that they're playing dirty. What do you mean by the power grab?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. I can't speak for Scott Walker. I'm afraid I don't know. But, you know, if it's to do with election fraud, we know that's a fact. It's happening. We see this report. Another woman was convicted yesterday of election fraud. So I would guess that's what he's referring to.
The other thing is the Electoral College.
Yes.
Know that there's been some criticism, people saying we should go by the popular vote. But I just want to point out one scenario for people to consider.
You got a minute. You've got a minute, Robert. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. If you have, let's say, 49 states vote, let's say, for President Trump, and one state, let's say California, massively voted for, let's say, Joe Biden. So would it be fair, even if the so-called popular vote was greater for Biden, that California should be able to overcome all 49 states? I mean, who's to say how reliable the integrity of the voting system is in California?
Yeah. I think we know how reliable or unreliable the integrity of voting is in California. Robert, that's why our founding fathers were geniuses. Absolutely. The Electoral College is key to the way our republic functions. Thank you for calling America First. I have another mea culpa. I listed all the elements of the FBI when we were talking with Andy McCarthy. Agents, special agents. There are no agents in the FBI. There's only special agents. It's pretty cool. You start at the bottom as a special agent. How funny is that? Then supervisory special agents, then directors, deputy directors. There's intelligence analysts, there's SOS support staff. And I forgot. And Lou, my law enforcement buddy, texted me heartbroken saying, "Hey, what about us TFOs?" You're right, Lou. Mea culpa. Task force officers are the backbone, accredited by the FBI from numerous agencies across the country. We mustn't forget our TFOs who are on the front line protecting us from the bad guys. So, Lou, I'm sorry. And to the thousands of TFOs I've met over the years, of course, you're right there with everybody else. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That is 833-334-6752. Don't forget, not only are we live streaming audio and video at sebgorka.com, but our YouTube channel is America First, the best of the best, including all three of our interviews with Andy McCarthy, will be posted right there every day. If you miss anything, the video and the audio is right there. But now a question to you, dear friends. Do you suffer, as I did, from some kind of daily ache, some kind of daily pain that made just an average, normal activity painful for you? For me, it was kneeling at church on Sunday. For some reason, whenever I knelt down, my back really hurt. I'd contort myself into weird positions to try and relieve the pain, bend my back, and nothing worked. And I just put up with it until I started the show. And Seth and Pete Talbot came to me with their incredible product, Relief Factor. And I mean incredible, because I started taking it. And without thinking, 2 weeks later, I'm in church. I kneel down and there's no pain. No pain at all. And the only thing I changed in my life was taking this absolutely natural product. No pharmaceuticals, no side effects. You take one sachet in the morning, one sachet in the evening, and like tens of thousands of our Salem Radio listeners, you will get relief. That's why Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, myself are prepared to fully endorse this product. Why? Because it works. The 3-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. Do yourself a favor. You should be the next success story. Go to relieffactor.com right now and order yourself the 3-week quick starter pack. You won't regret it. Friends, I have to tell you about my recent experience at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. I am no novice. I have received firearms training at the highest level. Dr. Ignatius Piazza and his FrontSight facility are a national treasure. Through my personal relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge, with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter FrontSight.com/Gorka. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population guaranteed. But you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free 4-day course at FrontSight.com/Gorka. See you at FrontSight.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Dear friends, 2016 was really, really super important. We pulled our nation back from a precipice. But 2020 will be even more important. The most important election in your lifetime. Massive issues are on the ballot. The border, the Second Amendment, late-term abortion, freedom of speech and conscience, and the biggest of them all, your health care. Democrats are pushing a plan called Medicare for All. They want to take a program seniors have paid into all their lives and just open it up to anybody, even the children of illegal aliens. Instead, it should be called Medicare for None, because seniors will be forced to get in line with people who've paid nothing into the program. It's wrong, it's unfair, and it will destroy the world's greatest engine of healthcare innovation. So where's the AARP on all of this? Why aren't they lobbying hard to stop this raiding of your Medicare account? We know. The same AARP backed Obamacare, and they even held town halls for President Obama. That's why I'm urging all of you instead to join AMAC now, because unlike the AARP, AMAC will fight hard against Medicare for All. They will protect your accounts. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or call this number, 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. The stakes have never been higher. Join AMAC now. Portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC. Look, can you tell that I'm an immigrant? Yeah, I know I've got that funny accent. But even I know what a waste disposal is. I didn't know what that switch was when I rented my first house here in America next to the sink. You know how long it took me to work it out? About 12 seconds. When I switched it on and I heard the noise coming out of the sink, and I said, oh, yeah, that must be a thing for crushing up food waste. How old is Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez? She's 29, right? Wasn't she born here? Yeah, she was. How does she not know what a waste disposal is? Please, listen and watch this video.
I've been told this is a garbage disposal. I've never seen a garbage disposal. I never had one in any place I've ever lived. It is terrifying. I don't know what to use it for or what its purpose is. Like food scraps? Like, is this environmentally sound? I don't know.
I'm told this is a garbage disposal. I don't know what it's for, but it's frightening. Do we believe this person is a real person? Or just a character who walked off of a National Lampoon movie? Is this a character from Caddyshack? Is this a character from Monty Python? Does anybody out there believe that she didn't know what a waste disposal is for 29 years and not only lived in her swish Tony apartment in D.C. for months, 4 months, and only worked out yesterday what a garbage disposal was? Yes, I think we concur. An artificially manufactured character who has no place on Capitol Hill. I mean, entertaining, right? Entertaining in a ridiculous way. Let's get back to serious stuff. Let's get back to business. Your calls, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's talk to Patty, Columbus, Ohio, line 3.
Hi, Sebastian. First of all, I love your show.
Thank you.
Second of all, I also am of Hungarian descent.
Congratulations.
And I was touched by your story. When I was a child, my parents would send things to Hungary for our relatives, and they never got them. So it means something to me.
That's very kind.
But the one thing I wanted to ask you about was when Andy McCarthy was talking, he kind of suggested a softening of this. Well, we don't need to send people to jail for this hoax that they perpetrated, but that we, you know, otherwise we won't find out. But isn't that part of holding people accountable? If they don't put people in jail, this will happen again.
Right. So let's be fair to Andy. So we've recorded the interview. It's already available, or it will be as soon as I get off the microphone in 2 minutes. We're going to post it to YouTube. That's not what he said. And he actually later on said, I hope I'm not contradicting what I said earlier. What Andy said was...
I heard that too.
Yeah, he said, the point shouldn't be that people go to jail. He later said, people will go to jail. People should be prosecuted, but that's not the goal. The goal is to make sure it doesn't happen again. So all he's saying is raise your eyes a little bit. We're not about the strategic objective isn't that people get put in cuffs. The strategic objective is to make sure that the intelligence community isn't abused again for political purposes. It's a nuanced distinction, but I think it's the right distinction. We're not about revenge. We're not happy when people go to prison. That's what dictators, that's what, you know, people who are undemocratic want. We want there to be accountability, not retribution, and there's a difference. And I think Andy walked half of his words back and said, yes, people have to pay the price, but that's not the ultimate objective. The ultimate objective is our national security and that this doesn't happen again. But, Paddy, thank you for giving me the opportunity to try and step into Andy's shoes. We're going to post a video within the next 90 seconds, and you can watch it for yourself. It's not the putting in prison that's the goal. It's making sure it never happens again, which will entail some people going to prison. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the president. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the swamp. So much more to discuss. Eric Metaxas, your calls, my analysis. Don't go anywhere.
Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A+ with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
So those clips of the interviews with Andy McCarthy are already up on our site, sebgorka.com. Check them out if you missed them. And they're also on our YouTube channel, America First. The local sheriff in Colorado at the school, the charter school in the Denver suburb, is stating that the situation remains unstable. One of the suspects is still at large, and we've just watched footage of an air ambulance, a helicopter landing right next to the school. We will keep you apprised of developments as we get them. Back to our calls. Let's go to line three. Mike in California. Welcome to America First.
Thank you, Dr. Gorka. As you know, in California and other states, the Democrats are passing legislation to prevent Donald Trump's name from appearing on the primary general election ballots unless they're not mentioning by name, but basically a candidate or maybe an incumbent that does not turn over or make public his tax returns. And the real reason for this is that the Democrat Party and politicians are trying to suppress Republican votes and voter turnout, because, as you know, if you don't have a president or governor candidate from your party running at the top of the ticket, something big to vote for, it does suppress voter turnout for that party. And this is also an example of, if you ever want to know what the Democrats are doing that's illegal, immoral, or downright evil, just look at what they falsely accuse Republicans of, such as suppressing minority votes or suppressing voter turnout. That, in fact, is what the Democrats do as standard operating procedure.
Bingo. It's been said before by people smarter than I, like Dennis Prager. It's actually called projection in Freudian psychoanalysis. I hate Freud, but he got this thing right. What they accuse us of is exactly what they are doing. When they talk about the fascism of the right, they are the fascists. They're the ones who are banning us on social media. When they talk about voter suppression, I think you nailed it, Mike. If they know...
Thank you, but let me correct you if I may.
You've got 30
brilliant.
Seconds.
You're so brilliant.
30 seconds.
I have an opportunity to actually disagree with you on one thing and actually I think correct you. It goes beyond projection. It's actually part of their strategy, and this came out in a Microsoft Word attachment file in one of the leaked WikiLeaks files that was addressed to John Podesta. Remember, WikiLeaks
Yes.
has the John Podesta email archive and the DNC archive. And as you know, John Podesta was Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman.
I do.
And this attachment explained a whole strategy
I remember.
For winning the 2016 presidential election. And part of that strategy was to, in advance, to preempt Republicans.
Mike.
Accusations of
Mike,
true charges. Yes.
Are you going to call up my show and correct me? That's an outrage.
Okay, I'm
Who
enhancing.
Do you think
okay,
you
I'm
are?
Enhancing you.
Nicely
enhancing
done.
You.
Stay on the line. You're absolutely right. We're going to get that memo. We're going to post it on our website. Send the line because you deserve, for correcting me, you deserve a signed copy of Why We Fight, my latest book, Defeating America's Enemies with No Apologies. He's right. It's not subconscious projection. It's a bloody plan. It's their strategy to accuse us of that which they are doing every day. That's how evil they are. I'm Sebastian Gorka with the best callers in talk radio here on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. Back with Eric Metaxas, you, the caller, and me, your host, here on America First.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a one-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.